In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Good Monday morning and welcome to the First News Now newscast powered by First United Bank. Of course, we're just a week or so ahead of Christmas, and I don't know if you've got your shopping all done, but I know for me, I've still got a little bit to do. I want to remind you about some of the best opportunities that you can take advantage of. We've had them on the show earlier in the month, but there's several vendors here in Marion, Kentucky and around the area that have great gifts for you, that special someone in your life. Beauty by Megan, makeup, manicure, pedicure. You can give Megan Jackson a shout at 270-969-1111. Get one of those last-minute stocking stuffers. Double Take Salon out in the Darbin Plaza. Heather and Megan and the rest of the crew out there, they do hair, nails, tanning, have special gift certificates for you out there. Soul to Soul Reflexology. That's a great opportunity. Also here in Marion, Sarah Mast, she's a certified reflexology therapist. She's got gift certificates for you as well. And the Skincare Clique, that's Rochelle Wydotis, APRN, and she's offering in-home Botox treatments. Misty Roberts is offering therapeutic massage, cupping, American Gua Shea, that's scraping, I think, manual lymphatic drainage, and a whole lot of other things that I'm sure the special person in your life would enjoy. That's available over in Eddyville, and you can give her a shout as well at 704-1698. And L Cosmetics, also over in Eddyville. That's a Crittenden County native, Lindsay Sizemore. She's got tanning, spray tans, facials, color cuts, manicures, pedicures, barbering, makeup, full body waxing, eyelashes, all kinds of great stuff for that lady in your life who really loves that kind of pampering that maybe some of us men don't offer quite enough. So give any of these folks a shout. They provide all kinds of great services. And again, gift certificates from all of them. Give them a shout and get that gift certificate. Put it in the stock and you won't regret it. In local news, 5 p.m. tonight, Marion City Council will meet at City Hall. On the agenda is presentation of the 2023-24 audit by the City Auditor Jeff Walker. Also, there will be a recommendation to reappoint a couple of people to the Tourism Commission. That's Jason Hatfield and Andrea Clement. They are already serving, and the city will recommend putting them back on that commission for another 3 years. Rick Mills will have a code enforcement update. The city's been doing a whole lot to try to clean up town, and Rick is he's the guy. He's going around and checking on making sure everyone is in compliance and doing just a superior job for the city of Marion. And it's tough on some people, but it's something that has to be done. And I know the city is really cracking down on trying to clean up Marion and make it a beautiful city. The new city council will also be sworn in just ahead of their new terms that will start in January. Five incumbents and newcomer Nikki Conger will all be sworn. Mike Byford, a longtime council member, will be serving at his last city council meeting. He did not seek re-election. Mike has been around since City Hall was over behind the sweet shop over there. He's been on the city council for many, many years and served this community quite well. We appreciate his service, all that he's done for Marion, Kentucky. And I know a number of you are concerned about what's going on at Marion City County Park, the playground out there, the new playground, favorite place for a lot of children. It's kind of been under some construction lately. Still under construction. Try to be patient as some poured crumb rubber is put down out there. It's been quite a long project. The weather's kind of gotten in the way, but they have put the base down and poured the first layer of that crumb rubber poured in place stuff. It's going to be really nice when we get done, and there's going to be another layer put on top of that. So if you would just kind of stay away from that playground just a little bit longer. We get a couple more days of warm weather. They're going to complete that project and then do some more site work out there and clean up around the area as well. So we're replacing all that wooden mulch that's in there with some poured in place rubber. It will make a great improvement to that area. And we have a new pavilion out there as well. So have all that done. Pretty soon, but certainly in time for warmer weather.
Wholesome Aggregates would like to thank our customers for a successful 2024. We look forward to serving you in 2025. Our Fredonia Quarry and Three Rivers Quarry in Smithland are proud to be building better communities, one rock at a time.
And if you'd like to do a little wagering, there's a development coming pretty close to Crittenden County. Churchill Downs has recently announced a plan to develop Marshall Yards Racing and Gaming in Calvert City. This will be the company's eighth horse racing entertainment venue, and it will be open sometime in early 2026. The development will be located on about 4.5 acres near the intersection of I-69 and I-24, just south of Calvert City. Marshall Yards will feature up to 240 state-of-the-art historical racing machines, a sports bar, and a retail sports book, simulcast wagering, and food and beverage offerings. Overall, the investment over there is going to be about $40 or $50 million. This development will operate as an annex of the Oak Grove, Kentucky Racing, Gaming, and Hotel development down there in Oak Grove near Hopkinsville. In agriculture news, Greenwell Acres over in Union County has made history by becoming the first ever member of the Kentucky Soybean Association's 120 bushel soybean club. Located at Waverly, this family-run farm has achieved an impressive soybean yield, showcasing their commitment to innovative farming practices. Kirk Greenwell of Greenwell Acres spoke about their success.
Yeah, so the biggest part of getting high yield in soybeans is to remember the fact that they're little factories, and the two things that it takes to produce yield is nutrition and sunlight and Mother Nature. So the two things that we can focus on the most, that we can kind of control, is the nutrition and the health of the plants. So we try to make sure that they have everything that they need. We fertilize them well. We protect them with fungicide. We try to plant them early enough that they can get all the sunlight that they need in the summertime. And then, of course, at the end, Mother Nature has to do her part as well.
Now, Greenwell Acres is a 7,000-acre enterprise, and it has been recognized multiple other times for being a member of the 100-bushel club. But this is exceeding that this year. You can read a lot more about this story in the Crittenden Press this coming week. In obituaries, Jerry Carl Belt, 77, of Marion, died December 13th. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now. Crittenden County's Rocket football team held its annual postseason awards ceremony on Sunday, And the Most Valuable Player Award went to receiver Caden Howard. The good news is Caden Howard is a junior and will be back next year. You can see all of the award winners in this week's Crittenden Press. In local basketball, Livingston County was at Crittenden County on Friday night, and in the girls' game, Anna Boone scored 20 points as the Lady Rockets beat Livingston 55-38. Victoria Joyner scored 20 points for the Lady Cardinals. The Livingston County boys beat the Rockets 75-35. Mason Hargrove had 14 for the Cardinals, and Cameron Belcher led the Rockets with 11. On Saturday, the Rockets went up to Owensboro and had their hands full with Apollo. The Rockets fell behind early and lost 82-29. Freshman Drake Young led the way for Crittenden County with 11 points, and he had 3 three-pointers in that game. The Rockets and the Lady Rockets will both be over at Eddyville tomorrow night on Tuesday for big district games. The girls' contest will feature what appears to be the two best teams in the district this season. Crittenden County goes into that game undefeated, and the Lady Lions have just one loss on the season. The winless Rockets will have their hands full again with Lyon County. The Lions are ranked number 21 in the state of Kentucky, and they are undefeated after 5 games. In other 5th District action this week, the Livingston County girls host Ballard Memorial tonight down in Smithland, and on Tuesday, Trigg County will be at Smithland to take on the Cardinals and Lady Cardinals in a district doubleheader. Of course, you probably know by now, the University of Kentucky improved to 10-1 on the season, beating Louisville over the weekend, 93-85 at Rupp Arena. Travis Perry played 6 minutes in that game and had a rebound. Of course, most of our listeners know that Travis's mother and father both are Crittenden County graduates. Speaking of Crittenden County graduates, Taylor Guess, who is Crittenden County's all-time leading scorer, is playing at Lindsey Wilson. She's a sophomore there. She's averaging 14.3 points a game and leads her team. She's also averaging about 4 rebounds. Lindsey Wilson is 9-3 on the season, and Taylor Guess scored 14 points in an 81-66 win Saturday over Oakland City. In local meetings, as we told you earlier, Marion City Council meets tonight at 5 p.m. at City Hall. The Fredonia City Council meets tonight at 7 down at Fredonia City Hall. And then on Wednesday, Crittenden County Middle School's Site-Based Decision-Making Council will meet at 3:45 p.m. on campus. And that's going to be a wrap on today's show. Have a good week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.